Turning 65 or new to Medicare? You can get a healthcare plan with the freedom and flexibility to meet you where you are. With Humana's Medicare Advantage PPO plans, you can see any doctor in the country who accepts Medicare, including specialists, with no referrals. Plus, you can go in and out of network for the same copay for doctor's visits. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the politics and BS.
Tonight, the FBI investigating what they say appears to be an apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
Shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line.
As a precaution, agents rushed the former president to safety. According to sources, Trump was between the fifth and sixth hole when the incident took place.
What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Officials say two backpacks and a rifle were found in the bushes.
And there's also a GoPro on the fence there where he was intent on filming what was going on. We were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan, and I took a picture of the vehicle and the tag.
The license plate tracked by law enforcement on I-95. The sheriff's office in neighboring Martin County says they stopped this black Nissan and took a suspect into custody.
There was a lone driver in the vehicle. That driver is now in custody and in the hands of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
This happened just 2 months after an assassination attempt. The former president shot and wounded at a rally in Butler County, Pennsylvania. FBI officials have not released a motive in that investigation. Tonight, Senator Lindsey Graham posting on X, he spoke with the former president, writing, "He is one of the strongest people I've ever known. He's in good spirits, and he is more resolved than ever to save our country."
And Kathy joining us now live from outside the Trump International Golf Club. And Kathy, the security response, understandably, has been huge.
Lester, that's right. It was huge, but also immediate as well. At this hour, there is a large security perimeter around the golf course right now. Several roadblocks in and around this area as the investigation presses ahead. But officials are saying there is no longer a threat with the suspect now in custody. Lester?
Kathy Park starting us off tonight. Thanks. I want to bring in Tom Winter now, our law enforcement and intelligence correspondent. And Tom, we're learning more about the suspect. What do we know?
That's right, Lester. Three senior U.S. law enforcement officials tell us that the suspect has been preliminarily identified is Ryan Wesley Ruth, born in February of 1966. They say this is the person they believe is responsible for this incident today in what has been described by the FBI as an apparent assassination attempt. It was the quick thinking of a witness, Lester, that not only photographed this individual's car, according to police, but also the license plate. They took that license plate, put it into a database, and using license plate readers were to determine not only which highway he was on, I-95, but the general direction that he was going, which led to that arrest that Kathy referenced earlier. Lester, taking a step back here, there are discussions at the most senior levels of federal law enforcement as to the amount of threats that former President Trump, as well as his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, are receiving and what is to be done about their security. On top of that, Lester, we're just a little over a week away from the UNGA, the United Nations General Assembly here in New York City, which presents an even larger security concern for the Secret Service.
All right, Tom Winter, thank you for laying that out for us. I want to bring in NBC News senior Washington correspondent Hallie Jackson now.
Oh, my. So you heard the news story. You've heard it. You've seen the news, I'm sure. And I'm going to tell you, the person that they have in custody, he looks like somebody that would be at a Trump rally. I hate saying this. I just don't believe it. He has been claimed, you know, they claim his name, a former neighbor of his actually claimed that he definitely was a bit off his rocker, the man that they have in custody. But yet and still, this shooting that took place, that I just feel, okay, maybe they will call anything if shots are fired in the vicinity of anywhere that he is located, an assassination attempt. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't know how all of that works. But he was in no danger of being shot. It would have been as if somebody had just shot a gun, bullets flew, and you just wound up getting grazed or unfortunately shot. Does that mean that that person was actually trying to take you out? Because an assassination attempt is when someone's actually trying to kill you. The man is crazy. Apparently, that's what a former neighbor of his is saying, that he was definitely off his rocker, but he wouldn't ever see him doing something like that. I don't know if he was just in the area, saw Mar-a-Lago, and said, let me try my luck. But yet and still, Donald Trump was nowhere near where the shots rang out. It just happened to be that because this is where it happened, in the city and in the place where his golf club is, Mar-a-Lago. Now they're calling it an assassination attempt. I don't know. My personal thoughts is that they're using this for sympathy, to try to rack up some sympathy for the loser that he is. I'm not saying that I would wish anything like that to happen on him, because let me tell you, if people are trying to take him out, you better believe that, unfortunately, you have crazy lunatics that are threatening the former vice president. And a lot of people don't know this, but there used to be so many threats and attempts on the former president Barack Obama, but they didn't make a whole lot of that public. There's some deranged people out here for sure. But I heard about that on yesterday, and immediately my thoughts were, you know, he said all of these horrible things about Haitians. There are a lot of Haitians in Florida. I don't think that there are any that live near where he lives, because he lives where the creme de la creme lives. And unfortunately, we know a lot of the Haitians who are in Florida, they don't live in the best places. It's just the truth. So with all of that being said, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh my God, did what he say about the Haitian immigrants in Springfield pissed some Haitians off to the point where they wanted to try to do something to him. That was what my immediate thought was. But then, you know, it was just a thought. It did not last long because I was like, first of all, they would not even try to do anything like that. That's just not something that I believe. But I just immediately thought of the things that he said about the Haitians. And I know a lot of Haitians are angry about that, but unfortunately, it's going the other way around, because you have these crazy people like the man that was shooting in the vicinity of Mar-a-Lago that have been threatening Haitians when they haven't been doing anything. A lot of those Haitians have migrated to Ohio because they were asked to come there, because there has been a large exodus of people who have lived there that have moved out of the place, and people who are still there, who own businesses, who are still in that city, need workers. So none of those people are there illegally, you know? And there was a bomb threat, and when Trump was asked about it, all he was asked was, how do you feel about the bomb threats that has happened in Springfield since you said what you said? All he had to do was say, that is terrible, or that's horrible, or I condemn that. But you know he won't do that because he's actually happy about it. His response is, well, I haven't heard anything about it, but I know that it's terrible there. They're just messing up the city, and it would never happen on my watch. You know, like, he has opportunities to try to, you know, calm the storm and still the waters. Not saying that him attempting to do that would actually make it happen, but even he can't even be fake when it comes to even faking as if he cares. He can't even do that. His hatred is so deep that he can't even fake for a moment, unless it's about him. Because now with this so-called assassination attempt, he's going to make himself out to be the victim. And it's just like Kamala said, everything is about him being the victim. Me, myself, and I. I just can't stand it. So, like I said, the man that they have in custody, who was the alleged shooter, he definitely looks like somebody that would be at a Trump rally. I'm just saying. So, guys, you can let me know what you think about this in the comments. Do you feel that it was an actual assassination attempt, or were there just shots fired and they saw this lunatic and got him and locked him out? Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.